Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and make sure you always mortgage confidently. Hour number two of the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio with preseason football underway. We have to head down to Houston and talk to our friend who covers the National Football League for a very long time for the Houston Chronicle. And that, of course, is John McClain, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now. John, thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great. Thank you very much, Zach. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on, as always. So let's first start with the team that you cover on a daily basis. That, of course, the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson makes his return from the ACL. Doesn't play a whole lot, but I have to imagine this is a step in the right direction for Houston Texans fans.
It was, but everybody in Houston's known he's going to be ready to go. The season started Sunday. There's nothing he couldn't do. His surgery was 9.5 months ago. He can do anything a quarterback needs to do. And everybody here, as you can imagine, just fired up. Wish they'd get a regular season in which they open at New England.
Yeah, it's so odd when you look at that division, because you have the Jaguars, who we all know what they were able to do last year. Tennessee, I don't really know what to make of them. And then you look at this division with the Texans, it comes down to the health of that football team. And then the Colts, we all know it comes down to health with Andrew Luck. So just how about this division?
If the quarterbacks stay healthy, it is going to be really good and incredibly competitive. And last year, the only quarterback who stayed healthy was the one who won the division. That was Blake Bortles and the Jaguars. They got swept by the Titans. The Jaguars were incredibly fortunate when it came to injuries, the opposite of Houston and Indianapolis. Texans had 23 on injured reserve, including 13 starters. So they're hoping that bad luck they got out of their system last year. You know, Tennessee go 9-7, reach second round of the playoffs, fire Mike Mularkey, hire Mike Vrabel. And I'm really fired up about the season because this division has been bad so long. I'd like to see finally it get good the way it was years ago.
Well, where are you at right now in the belief of Andrew Luck? Just because we all know how special of a player he is, but unfortunately he's been killed with injuries over the years.
I've known Andrew since he's in junior high because of his dad, Oliver, who was an Oilers second-round pick in 1982. And Andrew is incredibly competitive. He's a very proud young man. You know, he came in, he was great, and then he started getting beat up. Some of that was his fault because he likes to run. He likes to run over people. Until last season when he didn't play, he'd been hit more than anybody in the league, I believe, since he came into the NFL. And he took a hit last night, jumped up. He was fired up because he admitted last week he thought there were times when his career would be over. So I'm happy to see him back. I hope all the quarterbacks in this division stay healthy because it's going to be a really fun division to cover unless it's racked by injuries again.
Staying with the quarterbacks in the AFC, but let's move out west to the AFC West and take a look at Pat Mahomes. What did you make of his play the other night? And, you know, this is a situation where you move on from Alex Smith. We all know how reliable he's been. And you go to a player in Pat Mahomes, and you're kind of waiting to see what he could be for this Chiefs team.
He got off to a rough start. He looked kind of like a rookie making his first start. He looked good in his one start last season, convinced Andy Reid that they could get rid of Alex Smith. Alex had been really good for them in regular season, but they bombed out in the playoffs. And Mahomes is going to be, because of his great arm, he's going to throw some interceptions where you're going to slap your forehead and you're going to go, what in the world? And then he's going to throw some great deep balls. He's going to put balls into windows that are half closed because he's got a great arm and he's not afraid to use it. Those of us down here watched Big 12, saw him do it at Texas Tech, and he was an incredible college quarterback. And Andy Reid's not stupid. You know, Andy made that decision. It was a controversial decision for a guy who started one game, but there's a reason they traded up in the first round to get him.
Do you still have them being the AFC West champions? You still think they'll win that division?
I wanted to pick the Chargers, but the Chargers are playing 16 road games. I think if any team played 16 road games, none of us in our right mind would pick them to win a division, except maybe the Patriots. And so I'm going to stick with the Chiefs and Andy Reid because they've owned that division. As a Case Keenum fan, I would love to see him bring the Broncos back. And I don't know that he can. You know, Vance Joseph's going to be on a hot seat. There was speculation he was going to be fired after one season. But he's going to, who knows about John Gruden? A lot of people don't like the way he's brought a lot of older players in there. But that's going to be an intriguing division because of Gruden, because of the Chargers not having a home field advantage, for Mahomes replacing Alex Smith, and then for the Broncos going with Case Keenum.
Talking to John McClain right now from the Houston Chronicle. Not that long ago, Sam Darnold was lighting up on the field for the Jets in his preseason debut. Do you think he could win this job right out of the gate?
I thought he would until he held out for about a week. And, you know, he's still young. He didn't have a lot of college experience, but you don't draft quarterbacks that high without the idea of playing them. You know, all the stuff about Tyrod Taylor, I'll bet Baker Mayfield starting quarter of the way into the season, if not sooner. I think Sam Darnold, when you got a quarterback who's like 55 years old in front of you, it's not going to take long to replace Josh McCown. Of all those young quarterbacks, you know, Josh Allen's got a great arm. He's got size. He's got everything you need to succeed, but his accuracy and decision-making have got to mature as he matures. And then I think Josh Rosen, because Sam Bradford has been so good when he's played lately, but he's always hurt. Josh Rosen will be the backup. Bradford will get hurt at some point. Then it'll be Rosen time in Arizona.
Yeah, and then you also got to see the debut of Saquon Barkley. And someone that lives in New York, you know that at all these quarterbacks that went after number two that the Giants passed up on is going to be compared to Saquon Barkley. Had that one big run last night for 39 yards. Just what type of year do you expect Saquon Barkley to have as a rookie running back?
As soon as he went to the Giants, you see the changes the Giants made at a tackle with Nate Solder and guard Will Hernandez. I said, and I believe, that Barkley will compete with Ezekiel Elliott for the rushing.
Wow. Game.
I think Elliott will win it because he has better offensive line. But in the Cowboys' philosophy, as the philosophy I'm sure will be with the Giants, too, you've got to run first to protect your quarterback. But with those two and last year's returner, Kareem Hunt, Todd Gurley, who's the best combination back in the league as a runner and receiver, you know, backs are in vogue again. They got out a little bit running back by committee, I think, because of the Patriots. But the fact is, if you got a good one, you're going to ride him, and Saquon Barkley is the real deal.
I'm going to assume that you have the Eagles winning that division and the Redskins coming in fourth. When you look at the Giants and the Cowboys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what do you think makes a difference between those two in deciding who finishes second and third in that division?
Well, Zach, that tells why you should never assume. You know what they say about assuming.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, I know what it is. Trust me.
I submitted in the Chronicles football section. I had the Eagles playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember.
But I had the Patriots winning. I picked the Giants. I turned it in yesterday. The Cowboys winning the division.
Wow.
Winning a wild card. And the reason is this. Cowboys were 9-7 without Ezekiel Elliott for six games. I think they're going to run the ball a lot. I think it's going to take pressure off Dak Prescott. So I picked the Cowboys to win the division and the Eagles to be a wild card and the Rams to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. And who do the Rams play in the Super Bowl?
Oh, gosh, the Patriots, of course.
So you're not believing that Pittsburgh could finally get past the Patriots this year?
I think when you lose at home in Jacksonville, you have them right where you want them. You have something missing.
And then who would win that game between the Patriots and the Rams?
Well, I don't think the Patriots have ever lost two in a row, so I'm really going out on a limb. I'm going to pick New England again.
I think I do that
every year, and it served me pretty well.
Yeah, you have a good percentages over almost two decades now as we're talking to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. I want to get your take on the whole Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin beef before the game and all the comments made leading up to that game by Kelvin. Just how about what happened on the field the other night?
Well, first of all, I think Kelvin Benjamin showed some immaturity. I know Sean McDermott didn't like that. Nobody in their organization did. I'm sure they read him the right act. And then I thought Newton did the right thing. You get blasted like that by former teammates, you go over and talk to him about it. I kind of thought they would end up shaking hands, but it was obvious Benjamin didn't want to shake hands. There's something deep-rooted there that goes beyond what he said. Who knows what it is? But usually in a situation like that, guys are going to shake hands, even if it's just for show. I wish these guys could play every week now, because that's going to be something to keep an eye on. Now they'll have to do it from afar. But I just thought it ended a lot differently than I thought when Cam walked over there.
But were you surprised last year when Benjamin did get traded from the Panthers to the Bills?
I was at the time. Now I'm not. You know, I guarantee you they knew something when they made that move. And it was kind of curious at the time, but you know, he started off really well early in his career before he got hurt. And I'm guessing people know that what the problem is between those two, and it just hasn't come out. But I think, as we all got a good idea, that Benjamin was traded because of an issue with Cam Newton.
When just going back, as we're wrapping up with John McClain now from the Houston Chronicle, just going back to some of your predictions, obviously the Cowboys winning the division is something that stands out to me. Over the Eagles, what else do you have on your predictions of maybe things that could surprise some of us?
Let's see. I'll tell you a surprise. I picked three teams from the AFC South to the playoffs.
Wow. Here's
why. There's nobody in the East in the AFC but one. There's nobody in the North but one. And you go West, you got Kansas City. And I look at, as I mentioned earlier, I'd love to pick the Chargers, but without having a home field advantage and 3 points a game to the bookies, it's going to be really hard. And I think that these teams are all real good. Jacksonville went to the championship game. Tennessee went to the divisional round, and the Texans with 13 starters out. And if they stay healthy, they got a chance to win the division. So I don't think there'll be anybody else making that same prediction.
And then you just look at the strength to the weaknesses of the AFC and to the NFC. The AFC, I think it's wide open once you get past New England and the Steelers in terms of competing for a playoff spot. But in the NFC, it must have been tough to make those predictions, because I think we could maybe see a team or two that has double-digit wins that is on the outside looking in come January football.
You're exactly right. There's going to be good teams left out of the playoffs in the NFC, which is superior to the AFC by far. Now, Patriots may still be the best team, but right now, just look at the NFC South. You got three teams that could be in the playoffs. I picked Atlanta to win and New Orleans to – or maybe – no, I picked New Orleans to win, Atlanta on a wild card. And I picked the other wild card coming out of the East, and that left – you know, I picked Minnesota. I left Green Bay out of the playoffs.
Wow.
Rodgers back.
How about that? That definitely stands out to me, too, because you would think that, hey, Rodgers back, they get into the playoffs, but the way this NFC stacked, yeah, it's not crazy to say that they won't be in.
Carolina's out. You know, they're out. I don't think very much of the NFC West anymore. I used to. But a lot of people think the 49ers are a sexy pick, and they may be that 10-win team that doesn't make it, but that's three teams right there from the NFC. I've got out, and if they were in the AFC, maybe all of them would make it.
Let me just get your thoughts on two more teams, wrapping up with John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. You mentioned Atlanta. Why are they going to get this offense right this year with some of the frustrating play calling that we've seen over, you know, 2 years? I know it's been two different coordinators, but now with Sark going into year number two.
I think Sarkisian now, sometimes experience is just as important for coaches as it is for players. And I think he and Matt Ryan are probably on the same page. They got good receivers. They got multiple backs. They got an offensive line that's good enough. The key is going to be the defense. But I think after that slow start last year, that they're not the same book, but on the same page, and I think they're going to be one of the most prolific offenses in the league, especially if Calvin Ridley could take some of the pressure off Julio Jones.
And then one more team before we let the great John McClain run. Just with the Vikings, you look at Kirk Cousins, we all know how good that team was a year ago with Case Keenum at quarterback. Can a player like Kirk Cousins, can he win the Vikings the Super Bowl?
I don't know about that. If their defense plays as well as it plays last year, and you know, they've got Cook back. I think got good receivers. Their offensive line is okay. He's never won a playoff game. He's played one, but he's with a much better team right now. He's got a lot to prove. Can they win the Super Bowl with him? Yeah, because they got a great defensive Dalvin Cook coming back who could give them a great running game as well.
I assumed something in this interview, and I was wrong about that. Something that I don't need to assume because I know it's a fact is that John McClain is one of the best covering football in the National Football League for the Houston Chronicles. So, John, thank you for your time as always, and we'll talk to you again down the road as the season gets closer.
Zach, it's my pleasure anytime. Thank you, and have fun this season.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.